Welcome to the Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Carter. Carter has a question, and he must be a kid after my own heart because I love projects and I love building things and I like doing things and I love finding pictures on the internet and making whatever I have to look like that. It's really, really fun. So, Micah, what is Carter's question for us?
Will we have projects to work on or build in heaven? Or will everything be done for us?
There's a lot of people out there who think heaven is going to be boring.
Yeah, like fluffy clouds and harps and you just sit around all day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's not the picture the Bible gives us. In fact, if you turn to Isaiah chapter 65, verses 21 and 22, you'll find that there will be lots to do.
Okay, so Isaiah's in the Old Testament, kind of in the middle of the Bible, chapter 65. And then we're going to read verse 21. And 22. Let's see what that says. Aiden, can you read that for us?
They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build another inhabit. They shall not plant another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands.
So according to this verse, God's special people will get to build houses, plant vineyards, and enjoy the work of their hands for a long, long time.
Wow. We get to plant vineyards? That's what I want to do. I want to grow some grapes. I know I've driven by houses and I'm like, ooh, I'd like a house like that. Ooh, I'd like a house like that. And some of them are really big and fancy and beautiful. And that's just not going to happen on this earth. But it can happen in heaven, right? Is what you're saying?
It says we can build houses and live in them.
So whatever I dream up, Carter, whatever you dream up, you get to build and you get to do it. That's pretty awesome.
So recently I went camping in California where they have giant sequoia trees. Mm-hmm. These trees can grow up to 30 feet wide and more than 250 feet tall. I imagined how amazing it would be to build a house on one of those huge trees, like a treehouse, and how fun it would be to climb up and down on the branches. Will we get to do that in the new heavens and the new earth? I don't know. But I'm looking forward to finding out one day.
Yeah, let's do it. Carter, thanks so much for your question. I'm looking forward to those building projects that we're going to have in heaven and our garden projects. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. We are so glad that you guys all joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus.